George Walker for WFIU Arts. Friday, August 5th, the Jacob School of Music's Festival Orchestra plays music of Rossini, Respighi, and Beethoven. With us from his native Costa Rica is the guest conductor for the concert, Giancarlo Guerrero. You're in your second season with Nashville Symphony, and you've been conducting quite literally around the globe. But I understand that your engagement in Costa Rica is really quite special.
Well, yes. I mean, I get to come to visit family and get a chance to work with the National Symphony. And for me, it is a very nice homecoming, which has a lot of personal and family things attached to it.
Now, you're a fervent champion of new music and contemporary composers. Your return to Bloomington, a nice mix of familiar pieces.
It is always fun to go back to Bloomington because this is now my third year in a row that I get to work not only with some of the fabulous faculty members, but also with the wonderful students, which never cease to amaze me at the level of the next generation of wonderful players. And what a better way to celebrate that than with pieces that really bring out the best of music. Not only great melodies, but pieces that have been around in some cases for a couple of hundred years, and which also have a certain aspect of educational part of it. I mean, remember that many of these kids are still in their formative years, and playing Beethoven, Rossini, and Respighi is something that is going to be very important for them as they continue growing musically.
You're opening with the overture to William Tell.
I always think of these wonderful overtures of Rossini as like little mini tone poems where it really captures the entire opera into a very nice snapshot of what is to come. And it is amazing to me to remind people that classical music is already in their DNA, and they seem to forget that many of these pieces they know very well, either when they were growing up or because they've heard them even in elevator music versions. This is timeless music. Like I said, there's a perfect reason why this music has been around for over 200 years, and it's simply because it's some of the most beautiful music ever written, ever.
You refer to the Rossini overtures as snapshots. The Respighi Pines is sort of a trip.
It is a postcard, and Respighi wrote a trilogy based on his beautiful city of Rome, which, of course, has the Fountains of Rome, the Pines of Rome, and the Roman festivals. And Pines of Rome, I would say, is the most popular of the trilogy, and for people who have ever been in that beautiful city, I think they will be able to hear some of the colorful parts of what the city has to offer.
Wrapping up the evening will be Beethoven's Symphony No. 7, one of the odd-numbered symphonies.
Well, Beethoven, you can never go wrong with programming his music, especially when it comes to the symphonies. In terms of who created the form and who basically perfected it beyond Mozart and Haydn, I always think of Beethoven and his nine symphonies as being an arrival point for every musician that really has to be able to champion in some shape or form. And Seven, as you know, does not have a title, but I would say it's one of the most popular works that has no title associated with it, because you're definitely talking about Beethoven.
Giancarlo Guerrero conducts the Jacob School of Music's Festival Orchestra Friday, August 5th in the IU Auditorium. Music of Rossini, Respighi, and Beethoven. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.